This big weekend, Tennessee Tech. What a great job by Coach Bobby Wilder has done up at Tennessee Tech, and they host the first round of the FCS playoffs this weekend. And we're excited to be joined now by the head football coach for Tennessee Tech, Coach Bobby Wilder. Coach, welcome into the Chase and Big Joe Show.
I tell you what an honor and a privilege to be on this show. Who's got it better than me?
Nobody.
Nobody's got it better than you.
Nobody.
Coach, congratulations. I mean, what you've done up there at Tennessee Tech is amazing. And now you host the first-round playoff game. But first of all, talk about your football team and the response from Cookeville and the Tennessee Tech alumni who've come back to watch what you've done.
The last 23 months has been an incredible amount of work turning around a program that hadn't had a winning season in 12 years. And what happened, guys, is really nothing short of remarkable. A bunch of people grabbing a shovel, jumping in the ditch, and digging side by side. And that's been the mindset from President Oldham, our new athletic director, Casey Fox, our alumni, and all the players just wanting to do something special. And what a ride it's been to be. We're 18-6 in 2 years. We're 14-2 in the OVC. We won our last 16 games against FCS teams. So it's just been so much fun to be a part of and very gratifying.
All right, can we announce that you've signed, I just got this email, you've signed a 5-year contract to stay there? Is that correct?
That is correct. I am standing on the shoulders of giants.
Congratulations, Coach. That's fantastic.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for this, the opportunity. I don't know if you guys know my story. I got fired at Old Dominion in 2019, and I couldn't get a job for 4 years. I kept finishing in second, and then this job opened up, and I had a couple people that knew the situation. And I come down here, and I meet this president, Phil Oldham, who's taken this school now. This is the number one ranked public institution in Tennessee. He's done $800 million.
Woo.
Worth of projects on this campus. I've been doing this 34 years. This is one of the most beautiful campuses I've ever seen. We got a $55 million project going on our stadium. We're getting ready to build an ops building. I mean, this guy is just a visionary. I've never worked for a president who sees the chessboard like this guy, and that's the big reason why I signed this extension. They have fully committed to everything we need to compete for and win a national championship at Tennessee Tech. It's an exciting time right now.
Bobby Wilder is with us, head coach at Tennessee Tech. Now, you've gone through the gauntlet of the OVC Big South and, you know, obviously racked up a lot of wins. But what did going and playing at Kentucky, maybe getting humbled a little bit, what did that do for you to prepare you for the FCS playoffs?
Nothing. That sucked.
That is the best answer.
That was awful. I mean, that game was scheduled before I got hired. This was back when they used football just to raise money in athletics. You know, they'd feed the football team to two money games a year. And just think about this, guys. So if you're a team that wants to win a national championship, if you play a money game, when do you play it?
Early,
exactly.
Yeah,
so we had a money game scheduled this year early at James Madison, one late at Kentucky, and the president allowed to buy out of the game at JMU, who's currently 9-1. We probably would have got our teeth kicked in the opener, and then we just couldn't get out of the Kentucky game. That was $500,000 buyout payout. So we have to play that game late. I've got players that are hurt. I had to hold 10 players from that game. So, you know, we competed. We lost 42-10, but we weren't there thinking we're going to win the game. We were there thinking we got to survive because we got to play Tennessee Martin the next week for the conference championship. So that mentality, guys, is that's something we're trying to get rid of here. But to answer your question, it sucked. We did it. Unfortunately, we were able to win our conference championship this past Saturday against Martin.
Well, that and that's the follow-up, that you had to have, like, the bounce back that you had against Martin, that you came out, and it was a close game, but you ultimately were able to pull it out and win the conference championship.
Yeah, I love the fact, guys, right now, we got something special going here, and let me explain this as quickly as I can. We've outscored our opponents this year in the second half of football games 217-65, and that's – a mentality, a mindset. We run gassers after practice Tuesday. We ran 60s after practice today. And that stuff's hard when you're in season and you've been playing 10 weeks, but the players see the results at the end of the game. What happened at the end of the Martin game? We're down 17-10 with 7 minutes to go. Then we run 20 plays on offense for 140 yards. They got guys with hands on hips. Our guys are hitting their stride, and we dominate the end of the game. And that's this mentality and mindset we've developed around here that they want to compete for national championships, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to win.
We're talking to head coach Bobby Wotter, Tennessee Tech. Coach, a lot of people are asking me, and I don't know, I'm going to ask you, what's a success at Tech? How come you were able to get it done, others haven't? Not that they haven't, but you did it at the degree which hasn't been done in a long time. Please tell us what your success is, how you did it.
Well, number one, came in with a blueprint on what we needed to win. Number two, had a president that was willing to commit to something he felt would be successful, that he felt would bring national attention to Tennessee Tech. And you guys know this. We live in the South. Man, football in the South is king. Mm-hmm. And if you're a college football team that wins, the university is going to grow. It's going to grow in enrollment, students, funding, donations, all of that. So the combination of the blueprint, a president's support. Now, here's the big three things at this level to have success. Number one, you got to have a scheduling model that can win. Most FCS play two money games to raise money, and they get their teeth kicked in. They get their players hurt. So
right.
Fixing that.
Right.
Number two, you have to have a quarterback. You know, when I got fired at the end of my time in Old Dominion, we didn't have the quarterback situation. So if you don't have a good quarterback, you become an ex-coach. And then number three, you've got to raise the money you need for not only your budget, but for the rev share. Now with this new contract, tremendous commitment to not only the budget, but the revenue share, because that's an important factor right now, guys. I'm one of the few coaches that's at this stage of my career, 34 years in, that looks at the revenue share and says, wait a minute, you're telling me I can go outwork somebody, I can raise more money, I can pay for the top talent? I'll take that all day, every day, and twice on Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. One of my dear friends is a huge supporter of Tennessee Tech football. He loves you. He told me last year, Coach, he said, we finally got somebody in here who could take us to the next level. And you kind of like, yeah, okay, we'll wait and see. But the support you've gotten from the Upper Cumberland region and Cookeville and Putnam County, I'm telling you, Coach, you might not see it and hear it because you're busy doing football. There's a lot of people that are happy that you're there and that you're going to stay there for another 5 years.
No, I feel that. I love this area, man. These are my people. I was here 3 months, and I bought a house. I said, this is home. This is where I want to be. These people, hardworking, blue-collar people that love college football, they know college football. One of my favorite things about the South, it's faith, family, and football. Until September hits, then it's football, family, faith.
Right.
I mean, I love that. I love how passionate people are about football. You know, Vandy, Tennessee, Tennessee Tech, we're all right on this I-40 corridor, and I love the passion about the football. And I feel that in this region, Putnam County, Cookeville, they love Tennessee Tech because they have so much pride in how good this school is, and now they've got a football team that they can feel good about.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us today. We're excited for you, and go get North Dakota on Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, and I want to know, when you guys are coming to see Vegas, the city of light. That's right, Cookeville, Tennessee, Vegas, city of light. I want you guys here. I want you coming up for some Tennessee Tech football.
Well, we Coach, you know, funny, it used to be Cookeville was the destination. You'd stop when you go to Knoxville. You'd stop at Cookeville to eat. But not anymore, Coach. It's there to see football, right?
Come on, baby. See Vegas, city of light.
Appreciate you, Coach.
Yeah, guys, thank you. Wings up, everybody.
Absolutely. Coach Bobby Wotter joining us on the program, Tennessee Tech football coach.